ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
ਬਹੁ ਸੱਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਮਾਮਲਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਐਨ ਐਲੀ ਨੇ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਧਿਰ ਦੇ ਨੇਤਾ ਐਂਗਸ ਟੇਲਰ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਅਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਤਿੱਖੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ। SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਈ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਵਿਚ ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਿਰਫ ਐਨ ਐਲੀ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਅਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਨੀਤੀਆਂ ਸਾਂਝੀਆਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ, ਸਗੋਂ ਮੌਜੂਦਾ ਫਿਊਲ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਜਿੱਠਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਛੋਟੇ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਰਿਲੀਫ ਪੈਕੇਜ ਬਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੇਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਚਰਚਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ। ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ, ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਵਿਚ ਹੈ।
Thank you so much for giving us your time today. And first things first, I would like to know that Angus Taylor had recently given Collision's plan to deport migrants who breach Australian values. Being the Minister for Multicultural Affairs, how do you see this proposal?
Well, I don't know that it's a plan or a policy as much as it is a political narrative and an age-old and in fact very divisive political narrative that suggests that whole entire cohorts of migrants can be predetermined about whether or not they're going to contribute to Australia based on their ethnic origins and based on their skin colour. That's not a policy. That's not a plan. That's just a political narrative designed to appeal to particular people in Australia. But, you know, I think when Angus Taylor says that we want people, he can dress it up as adhering to Australian values all he likes. What he was really saying is that there are good people and there are bad people, and we can determine who is good and who is bad based on which country they come from. So, you know, who is he going to stop from coming to Australia? Is he going to stop doctors from coming to Australia? What about nurses? Is he going to stop teachers and aged care workers from coming to Australia?
You fear that such statements can target people from certain region or even religion and countries?
Oh, absolutely. And he said it. It's not, you know, it's very clear in the statement that he made that their plan, if for want of a better word, is to allow people from certain countries to come to Australia and stop people from certain countries from coming to Australia. And he wrapped that all up by saying people who come from these countries make good citizens and people who come from those countries make bad citizens. You cannot predetermine that. It's based on a false assumption that you can predetermine the contribution that somebody is going to make to this country based simply on their race, their ethnicity, their skin colour, and which country they come from. That is a really deep blow to people like, you know, my mother who came here, my parents who came here, my mother who came here and was a carer for John Howard's mother. My mother looked after John Howard's mother. It's a blow to the thousands and thousands of people who migrate to Australia and are doctors and nurses. They open businesses. They give back to the community, regardless of where they came from. This is the Australian values, is that we are all treated fairly. We are all treated equally, that where you come from, how long you've been in this country, whatever your skin colour is, where your parents came from, you are treated fairly and equally.
In the current scenario where we are already seeing a lot of divide happening, what do you think would be impact of these statements? And I would also like to know from you that recently Human Rights Commission report has highlighted that many communities, including Jews, Muslims, Arabs, they already face discrimination in Australia. And the commission had called the government to implement national anti-racism framework. So is that framework under consideration? And given recent remarks, how do you think this would add considering current social scenario?
Well, first of all, let me say there's absolutely no place for racism in Australia. And there's a lot that this government has done thus far in terms of addressing increased incidences of racism, reported racism among several communities, but including among them Australian Jewish community and the Australian Muslim community. We've got our special envoys for anti-Semitism and our special envoy for Islamophobia, who have done some great work in that regard. And we're looking at how we respond to that. We're looking at how we respond to the anti-racism framework. It gives us some great principles on which to move forward on building on the work that we've already done around racism. But I will say that commentary like that we saw from Angus Taylor does not help. It absolutely does not help, because what it does is it pits people against each other. It suggests that among migrants and only migrants, there are good people and there are bad people. And good people and bad people, based not on their actions, based not on their contributions, based not on who they are as individuals or what they have contributed to society as individuals or as groups, based only on where they come from, based only on their ethnic origins. That is incredibly dangerous. It really undermines the efforts that we are making in social cohesion, in ensuring that every single person in Australia has equality and is treated fairly. These are Australian values. Australian values are to treat everyone equally and fairly. Discrimination and racism are not Australian values.
Minister, also handle the small business portfolio. Given the current fuel crisis, many businesses across Australia are suffering. The fire in Geelong refinery has added to the worries. What is the government's plan to support these small businesses?
Yes, and we're acutely aware of how these kinds of global economic shocks, like what we're seeing at the moment with fuel supply, impact not just on households but also on small businesses. And I've been out there talking to small businesses, monitoring, you know, how this is tracking for them, but also looking at how we can, as a government, protect them more and create a buffer for them from the worst of these global economic shocks. And there's a number of things that we've done that I've seen and small businesses have told me is making a real difference to them. You know, halving the fuel excise, bringing down petrol prices, means that small businesses such as retailers or hospitality can feel a bit more confident that they'll still have customers walking through the door. Then the removal of the heavy vehicle road user charge means that they can have a bit more confidence that the costs of the supplies of the things that they need to run their businesses will still be there. Ensuring fuel supply also comes into that as well. And as you know, our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been doing a lot of work regionally to shore up our fuel supply. Specifically for small business, we recently announced a package of support for small business. Among them is some flexibility in their tax to give them a little bit of tax relief during what we understand is a very difficult time for them. There's also a guarantee of easy access and faster access to credit to help them where they need. And we've got the banking sector and the financial sector coming in and helping as well, among other supports for small business through this time.
Any last message you would like to give to people who are dealing with political rhetoric and the global crisis? So how do you plan to ease these burdens and talk about unity amongst these difficult times?
Well, first of all, I would say to all of your listeners who are migrants, you are valued, right? I see you. I'm a migrant myself. We know the incredible contributions that generations of migrants have made to this country. Australia is, by its nature, in its character, its identity is multicultural, and it's a harmonious country and a successful country, largely due to the positive contributions of migrants over generations. And I would say to them that, you know, the rhetoric that we've heard out of the Liberal Party, out of their leader Angus Taylor, it does not represent what the vast majority of Australians know, and that is that migration to this country has contributed immensely to building this nation, to nation building, to the country that we are today.
Thank you so much for your time, Minister. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
ਇਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਖਤਮ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਐਨਾਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ। ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਸਰਕਾਰਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਵਿਭਾਗਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਈਏ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੁੱਦੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ 0439797967 0439797967 ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਸਟਾਗ੍ਰਾਮ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਜੁੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।